Welcome back for the last half hour of Issues Etc. We're going to play Name That Church Body. We've played this game before. Usually we've got a little couple sound bites from someone, someone representing from the leadership of a church body, and we play them, and we ask you to call in and name the church body. No hints, none of that kind of stuff. You just name the church body and tell us why. This is, I will say, while many answers will be wrong, no answers will be refused. Okay? Because this, of course, this bite that we have for you today, from which we want you to name the church body, we know where it came from. We want to know if you can tell where it came from. We're not going to make fun of you if you're wrong. Don't worry about that. But we want you to name that church body. Listen for hints. Listen for cues that might tell you what church body this comes from. And then give us a call, 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Now, normally we do this with pretty short pieces of audio, but today we have an extended piece. And that means that we're going to play Name That Church Body just a little bit different this time. We're going to play it like musical chairs. When you call, we'll stop the audio. And then you say which church body you think it is and why, and then we'll start it up again. And when the next person calls, we'll stop the audio. And as you listen, you'll get some cues. As you listen, just think, what church body could this be? Now, it's a Christmas message, a very recent Christmas message from a leader in a major church body, one that everyone will know, not some out-of-the-way, backwater kind of a thing, okay? And it's part of a devotion, part of some thoughts on Christmas. Our call-in number is 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Call anytime. You can do this like Name That Tune, where try and get it early, or you can wait a little while, but don't wait too long. We've only got a half hour left. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. So name that church body.
Once again, we greet you as Christmas approaches. This joyful season brings to each of us a measure of happiness that corresponds to the degree in which we've turned our minds, our feelings, and our actions to the spirit of Christmas. This is a time for remembering. It is a time for families. It is a time for gratitude. Our prayers go out to those whose families feel the absence of loved ones, and who experience daily a concern for their well-being. The work of the Lord moves forward. The gospel of Jesus Christ blesses countless lives. To our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge His watchful care, His welcome guidance, and His heaven-sent gifts. Supreme among these, the precious gift of His precious Son, and our Redeemer, that we might have the gift of eternal life. We must not let the commercial aspects of the glorious Christmas season dominate our lives. What did you get for Christmas? This is the universal question among children for days following that most celebrated holiday of the year. The gifts so acquired are fleeting. If we change but one word in our Christmas question, the outcome is vastly different. What did you give for Christmas? Prompts stimulating thought, causes tender feelings to well up, and memory's fires to glow ever brighter. Is gratitude a part of our lives? Giving, not getting, brings to full bloom the Christmas spirit. I felt this special spirit many years ago. I was called to the old children's hospital. There were children to be blessed. It was the Christmas season. I had never been in a children's hospital before. As our group entered the foyer, we noticed an attractively decorated Christmas tree with gifts beautifully wrapped, awaiting Christmas Day. We went to many of the rooms and wards in the hospital. A feeling of sympathy welled up within me as I observed the tiny children, some with arms or legs in large plaster casts, some obviously afflicted with more serious illnesses, ever so weak and pale. A young lad who was desperately ill called out to me, "Will you give me a blessing?" Of course, the blessing was given. I shall never remember my companion and I placing our hands on the tousled head of that faithful boy. As we left his side, he looked up into our faces and said, "Thank you." We walked away, only to hear him call out, "Merry Christmas to you." I could scarcely see him for the tears in my eyes. He had a glow about him. He trusted in his heavenly Father. He acknowledged the priesthood of God. His faith was strong. I felt I was on holy ground.
All right. I'll admit it, folks. This could be anybody. Name that church body. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Can you tell? Can you tell what church body this comes from? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I want to hear from you, and we're playing Name That Church Body kind of like musical chairs during the last 25 minutes of the program. Because it's a longer piece running the better part of 10 minutes, when you call, we'll stop, and you get to name that church body. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Now, that's just the first part of it. That's just the beginning of this address. So what have you heard so far? What do you think it is? What church body do you think it is? And why? Let's start with Robin. She calls from her car. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Hi.
My guess is possibly Episcopalian.
And why so?
I'm guessing because he was giving blessings, which I tend to perceive more in liturgical type churches. He mentioned the priesthood of God. It didn't sound particularly Catholic to me, and in the way they were talking about kind of the brotherhood of man issues, it seemed to be very, very involved in the community, and struck me as being Episcopalian. I don't know. That's my guess.
All right. Thank you very much, and some good reasons. I mean, you're thinking through some of the details here in trying to put together that church body. Let's see what Alan has to say. He calls from his car. Hi, Alan.
How you doing?
Very well.
Crystal Cathedral. Robert Schuller.
All right. Crystal Cathedral. I don't know what that would make them. I think the Crystal Cathedral, I mean, I think Robert Schuller is technically a Dutch Reformed of some brand there. What about it says to you, Crystal Cathedral?
I thought I recognized his voice.
It's not Schuller, by the way.
It's not.
No, it is not. It is not Robert Schuller. Although you're right, there is a very Schuller-esque lilt to his voice.
Right.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Alan. Thank you. So he guesses Crystal Cathedral. He thinks it sounds like Schuller. Mary Beth calls from her car. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Todd. My guess is that it's a Roman Catholic priest.
And why so?
And partly because of the blessing that he mentioned. But it's not an unusual message from at least from my background. I grew up Catholic. I'm now a Roman. I mean, I'm sorry, a Missouri Synod Lutheran. And it's amorphously enough to fit. That's how I look at it.
All right. So Mary Beth says Roman Catholic. Now this is a pretty wide range so far. We've got Robin saying, when she names that church body Episcopalian, Alan says Crystal Cathedral, thinks it sounds like Robert Schuller. Mary Beth on the line saying perhaps Roman Catholic because it sounds to her like the amorphous stuff she grew up with. What does Lori in San Diego have to say? Hi, Lori.
It sounds like LCMS churches I've been to at Christmas in recent years.
How so?
Well, it turns into this generic message of, like, you know, love and good feelings and we feel for all the people who are hurting tonight.
Tears,
you know,
in the eyes and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Lots of heartfelt, tearful stories. Yes. All right. That's a good guess, Lori. And thank you for listening on the Internet out there in San Diego. Always good to have California listeners. Okay, name that church body. We've heard a little bit. You've already registered some of your thoughts on what church body it might be, and when you call, we'll stop the audio. Here's more. Name that church body.
The words of the Master course through my mind, and I quote, "And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Close quote. I have reflected over the years on this and countless other examples of the Christmas spirit. Why does peace come closer to reality at this season than at any other? Why is it that more friends are remembered and more enemies forgiven at the Christmas season than at any other time? Why is it that more acts of kindness and service and generosity take place? It is the Christmas spirit. Some years ago, I received an anonymous letter from a kind-hearted dentist who demonstrated the Christmas spirit with brotherly love and goodwill. I'd like to share his letter with you tonight. He wrote, I am a dentist by profession. My receptionist informed me that an acquaintance of hers was coming into my office. She had problems with two of her teeth. She knew this woman and told me of her circumstances. The woman carried many burdens. The family business which she ran was doing poorly, and the family was 3 months behind in paying rent. They had 5 children, many grown into adulthood, but all had moved back home because of difficult personal circumstances. By sheer force, she had kept her family together for some time. Now her 2 teeth were broken. The woman arrived for her appointment and explained about her dental problem. She asked if I would allow her to pay her bill over time. She explained to me that her family had experienced several financial reversals and were just recently starting to pay some overdue bills. I assured her that her credit was good with me. She asked if I could repair just one of the 2 broken teeth at that time. I assured her that I could, and we began. Since I had the time, I repaired both teeth, for which she was grateful. When the work was completed, I told her that if she would not be offended, I should like to make a Christmas present of the dental work for which there would be no bill. She was astonished. I could sense the depth of the stress and strain she had carried, as uncontrollable tears of gratitude gushed forth due to a small, simple act of kindness. It must have been many years since someone showed her some little favor. Not able to speak, she made her way out. Both my assistant and receptionist were so moved by her reaction that they also sprouted tears and could hardly speak.
All right, he's coming to the end of his story here. Another tearful story from this leader of a major church body. Name that church body. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Here in the last 25 minutes, we're naming that church body. Let's start with Ellen in Baldwin. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, hello, Pastor Wilkin.
Hello.
I have visited Willow Creek a couple of times up there outside of Chicago, and to me it sounds very much like their type of preaching, the practical application, and he's sort of working up to a little bit of the psychological approach. And I just, as soon as he started talking, I thought, this sort of sounds like Willow Creek.
Interesting. Interesting you should make that connection, Ellen. Thank you very much. The psychological, the therapeutic approach. Next up, Doug from Belleville. Hi, Doug. Doug, welcome. Hey, Doug.
Yes.
Name the church body.
Roman Catholic.
Why so?
Well, at the beginning he was talking about going to a children's hospital and giving blessings, but this dental work has me a little confused.
What about the dental work confuses you?
Well, I can't imagine a priest moonlighting as a dentist.
Okay, well, what he's talking about a letter that he got from
a
dentist.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, so he's not priest/dentist, although that would be an interesting juxtaposition of vocations, indeed.
Yes, it would.
All right, Roman Catholic, because he's talking about blessings. Doug, thank you very much for the call. Marlene calls from her car. Hi, Marlene.
Hi. I think it's Presbyterian because it's general, goodwill, practical kind of things, but kind of a general goodwill sermon.
All right. Thank you very much, Marlene. Good guess. I mean, that's a, as I said before, this could be almost anything, really. Chris calls from his car. Chris, welcome.
How you doing, Todd?
Very well.
You want my guess?
I do.
It's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Why do you guess that?
Because the gentleman was talking about the priesthood and giving blessings, and he was talking about the Spirit and how the Spirit whispers the truth and how the Spirit guides him and how the Spirit, the Spirit that pervades throughout the Christmas season and throughout the year and throughout our lives, the service towards his fellow man, in the letter that was read, and just some of the things that he was speaking about in the children's hospital about what was going on there and. You know, like I said, the blessings and the priesthood.
All right.
Mostly the priesthood part of it.
Okay. Chris, thank you very much. You know, that's the same reason why some others have guessed Roman Catholic or Episcopalian, because of the blessing and the reference to the priesthood and whatnot. Thank you very much, Chris. Let's see who's next. From Altoona, Pennsylvania, listening on the Internet. Jan, thanks for waiting.
Hello. That's okay. I say it's LDS also.
And why so?
Because the man, no, this is the first part. He sounds like an older man. It isn't the prophet president, like usually an older man in the Mormon church.
Yeah, usually.
And he referenced the Heavenly Father, and that's what they call him. And also the blessings of in the hospital. But he also said when they went to the hospital to give the blessings, his companion and he, and they always go by twos.
Oh, that's interesting.
The doing good works, things like that. Because whenever you see them, they're always by twos. And I know they have, like, the blessing of the priesthood and things like that. So
okay. That's
what I'm taking it as.
Jan, thank you very much for playing Name That Church Body. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We've got a few minutes. Still time to name that church body. Florence calls from Georgetown, California. Florence, welcome.
Hi. I tell you, right when he started talking, I recognized the lilt of his voice. And then he started using those recognizable terms. He's Mormon. He's got to be. I grew up in Southeast Idaho, and people were always bearing their testimony to me throughout junior high and high school because they knew I was a Christian, and so I always got this from them. And there was a lilt that I started to recognize in the way they speak. And like Chris before, he said that that the content definitely lends itself to Mormonism, and then the other gal in Pennsylvania. But definitely, I just started hearing him. I told my boys, I said, I got a call. That's a Mormon guy.
So it sounds to you like Mormons who have given their testimony to you before, the tone of the voice, the lilt of the voice.
Yes, there is a, and it's, I can't even really imitate it. It's kind of hard. Well, you heard it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of an unnatural lifting at the end of certain phrases, and you go, why did you just do that?
Hmm.
You know, I think it's a recognizable form of speech, and in fact, I had a friend in high school call it Mormonese.
Interesting. That's intriguing, by the way. Florence, thank you for the call, especially, and for listening out there in California. I heard the lilt. My goodness. Gary and I are sitting here across the table from one, across the board from one another, and it is... There's no doubt about it. Now, I've never heard anything like this called Mormonese. Of course, it sounds to me like a lot of preachers out there. What about the rest of you? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Name that church body. Oh, let's see. Let's play just a few more minutes as time goes by.
I, on the other hand, was doubly glad. One part in seeing such a simple act have such a happy effect on another. And the second part, for once in my life, having a patient in my office, crying for joy and not for pain. To you, my very best wishes, Sincerely, a brother in the gospel. No name. When we remember that as we serve others, we also serve God, we will not find ourselves in the unenviable position of Jacob Marley's ghost, who spoke to Ebenezer Scrooge in Charles Dickens' immortal A Christmas Carol. Scrooge noticed the large chains which entwined Marley's body and remarked, "You're fettered in chains."
All right, we don't have any more time as our clock is running out. Florence and Chris and Jan, you hit the nail on the head. This is, in fact, let me pull up my paper here. This is, in fact, Thomas S. Mensen, and he is the first counsel of the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, making their Christmas devotional. It was an internet broadcast, by the way. And you know what? The rest of you guessing Episcopalian, Christ Cathedral, Roman Catholic, LCMS, Willow Creek, Presbyterian, you're right. Sounds very similar, doesn't it? Yes. Mormon. Not only the Mormons sound like Christians, but the Christians are starting to sound like the Mormons as well. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, is training a breed of pastors that can preach in a way that you can tell the difference between their preaching and the preaching of a Mormon elder. It's a pretty basic distinction, isn't it? Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Find out more about them by going to our homepage, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or call them toll-free, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155. When they turn out a pastor for the church at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and he preaches a sermon, you will be able to tell that he's not a Mormon. That's a pretty good plug, don't you think? 1-800-481-2155 or issuesetc.org. Tomorrow on the program, we will get Scott Klusendorf's in-depth reaction to some of these pro-stem cell research ads that have been playing in the Missouri area. And we'll also do a little holiday movie reviews tomorrow on the program with Brian Gadawa. So look forward to, if you've seen these ads and you've wondered, are they good? Are they bad? Scott Klusendorf will explain the ins and outs of these Missouri ads that are in favor of embryonic stem cell research, although they don't say that. They don't say that. That's tomorrow on the program. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at KFUO.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.